Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew.
We are despicable.
the Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola joins us in 20 minutes. His best bets for week 9 in the NFL, halfway through the regular season, crazy. And our bets for tonight in the world of sports, 40 minutes from now, including thy Royal Prop King, Femi's Island first touchdown scorers, everything you need to bet and win, we hope, tonight, Thursday Night Football, Ravens at the Miami Dolphins. But joining us right now on the show, as he does each and every Thursday in this spot, and we love having him on the show, it's our good buddy, the Saucy Aussie, NBC Sports betting analyst. What a stand-up this past Sunday on Sunday Night Football. I mean, like, Richard Pryor couldn't have done a better stand-up. This was unbelievable from our friend Jay Croucher on Twitter at CroucherJD. Buddy, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Nick. I enjoy doing those little stand-ups with Matthew Berry. I now do an NBA version with Carmelo Anthony, who towers over me. No disrespect to Matthew, but it's a different ballgame next to the height of Melo. So looking forward to those coming across your TV screen, Nick.
How's it been working with Carmelo Anthony?
It's good. It's fun. Yeah, Melo's a nice guy. We haven't really gone into serious, deep, and meaningful conversations, the two of us. We haven't talked about our fears as men yet, but I'm sure that is around the corner.
Do you think he would be interested in your high-level breakdown of Sixth Man of the Year in the NBA? And that's it sounds like that's a joke question, but it's really not.
No, I think that's okay. Yeah, people are pretty interested in the awards chats. Kevin O'Connell was very interested as I explained to him my reasoning for backing him to win Coach of the Year last year. So I think people get around the analysis. Everyone likes talking awards. They're a very good source of content for the most part.
Did Kevin O'Connell, did you ask him about why he chose to play Carson Wentz even though he was hurt and Wentz wanted to play and how insanely stupid that was? No?
No, I didn't retrospectively ask him that in February 2025. But it hasn't gone great for Kevin O'Connell, arguably since the moment he met me, which was the day after he won Coach of the
Cooler?
Year. So I'm not sure there's any correlation. I could be the cooler, the Vikings cooler. It hasn't really happened. I'm fascinated to see, though, what J.J. McCarthy looks like this week. Because I'm ready for anything. Ready for very good quarterback, ready for worst quarterback we've ever seen. So there's a lot of range of outcomes for KOC and his man.
All right, let's, I'll phrase the question like this. It could be a side or a total for week 9 in the NFL. It could be something completely different. What is, as of right now, at this exact moment in time, your favorite bet, favorite betting thought? Could be a side or a total, or could be something else.
So my favorite betting thought, and this is just my lean, it's my opinion, I think the Chiefs will beat the Bills this Sunday. I think that
I love it.
Good. Because they're getting a lot of market respect. The fact that they're 2-point favorites in Buffalo on the short week, but I think it's Bills' team. Notwithstanding them putting a hurting on Carolina, I think there are a lot of chinks in the army here. I think the defense is not particularly good. And Mahomes, even when this Chiefs team hasn't been rolling, even the past 2 years in the playoffs, they've been able to find elite efficiency against this Bills defense. And I think that the sneaky thing with Buffalo is that the one constant that they've had for the past 4 or 5 years has been Josh Allen being an all-world superstar. And while Josh Allen is clearly still excellent, I don't think he's been at the level that he was at last year, where he is taking significantly more sacks than he did last year. He's struggling under pressure more than he ever has, really. And so I think that and that's a small sample. It can be noisy. Pressure stats can be noisy, but he doesn't quite look as comfortable. To me, it's a big red flag the way that they played against Atlanta with what we've seen from Atlanta since that game. I just think the Chiefs are just rolling at the moment. Their defense has climbed into the top 10. The offense going forward, you'd probably project the Chiefs and the Colts as the two best offenses in football. And so I think, too, that Mahomes has proven, as much as this can be a media narrative type of thing, he does raise his game in these big occasions. And some of that is just statistically bears out with the fact that in the playoffs, he scrambles much more than he does in the regular season. He hasn't, and this is, I think, going to feel like a playoff game because they lost to Buffalo last year. Allen, reigning MVP, Mahomes MVP favorite this year. I think that Mahomes will bring his playoff type A game into this one because it has serious repercussions for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, this game might be the MVP showcase game. But if you hear everybody else talk about it, Indianapolis has the MVP in Jonathan Taylor. Like, that's been the big move in the market, 14-1 over at BetMGM. Where do you stand on Jonathan Taylor's viability to win this award? I don't believe he can, but I'm curious to get your thoughts because that's what everyone's talking about when they're discussing NFL awards.
Yeah, I mean, largely, at first I was very skeptical and have always been skeptical of running backs when you think that, you know, Saquon Barkley last year, he could have played week 18 and broken the all-time rushing record on a team that went 14-3 with a better record than Baltimore or Buffalo. And even if he had done that, even if he had broken the record, he still would have finished the distant third in MVP. I think with Taylor, the difference is he has a couple things working in his favor over Saquon. He's in very good position to be the one seed. He is around plus 150 in the market to get the one seed. The Colts have the best offense in football statistically at the moment. They're absolutely destroying teams. And while Saquon had 2K, Jonathan Taylor has a chance to score 30 touchdowns. So I think what will most likely happen is that a quarterback candidate will emerge to beat Jonathan Taylor eventually. And even if the Colts get the one seed, whether it's Mahomes or Allen or May getting a 2 seed in the AFC, or maybe Jordan Love finishes really hot and the Packers get the 1 seed in the NFC, I think Taylor, even as a 1 seed, is likely to lose the award. But I do think, Femi, I think it's material that if you held an MVP vote today, if you held the actual vote today, I'm very confident Jonathan Taylor would win. And if you can win MVP after 8 weeks and he's won all the straw polls and everything, and Adam Schefter and Rich Eisen are saying Jonathan Taylor is clearly the MVP, I think that is material. And so I think that I don't think that he's a great bet at 14-1 by any means, but I do think we have to be live to the possibility that he could actually win the award if the Colts stay on this pace, which they probably won't. But I do think there is a path for him.
Yeah, they're a 3-point favorite against the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up this Sunday on the road over there at Heinz Field. Anything from the NBA from the first few weeks here, or first week, I should say, in the regular season that you like from an award standpoint? I mean, Wemby, we talked about him last week, is the big mover in MVP. Any other award in the association that we're 1 week into the regular season?
Yeah, I think Rookie of the Year is interesting. I think that ultimately it'll probably just be Flag or Edgecombe, which is not controversial to say, given that they consume almost 95% of the equity in the market. But I think that ultimately Flag will win. And I think that he should be a little bit more decisively favored over Edgecombe. And the reason why is that I get that Edgecombe has been super exciting and Flag has kind of struggled a bit, though he had a better game last night. I think that you still have to regress after five games to the kind of generational prospect status that Cooper Flag came into the season with. And also, it's just not going to look this bad the rest of the year. Like, they have enough talent on that team to move things around, to try different things, to get Cooper Flag playing more of his natural position. And so I think ultimately that with Edgecombe, like, Paul George will come back, Jared McCain will come back, Embiid in theory will get better and take more scoring load. And so I think that Edgecombe will recede a little bit, and I think the Flag will get better as the season goes on. So I still think that Flag is not a substantial favorite over Edgecombe, because Edgecombe is good and there are questions about Flag, and maybe they don't figure it out in Dallas. But I think that the gap should be bigger between those two than it is at the moment.
You better you bet on this Thursday. Our guest, Jay Croucher from NBC Sports, on Twitter at CroucherJD. Anything else, Jay? Could be an award, could be something else. Stand out to you betting-wise from the first week plus in the NBA, outside of Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I think that to me, the most interesting line of the NBA season so far was the fact that the Clippers closed 1.5-point favorites in Golden State, and that kind of continues on the trend from last season where the Clippers were basically being treated as the second best team in the West. Now, the market can kind of think what it wants, and the Clippers completely collapsed against the Nuggets. They lost that game by 20 to Golden State, where they were 1.5-point favorites. But I do think it speaks to the fact that this team still should be a very good regular season team. And I don't think after five games that they should be plus 280 to win the Pacific Division and that much of an underdog to Golden State, given they just closed favorite in Golden State. And we still have 77 more games for that supremacy to bear out over the course of the season. So I think the Clippers ultimately are kind of, you know, destined to fail in the playoffs as they tend to. But I do think in the regular season, with the fact that I thought the two biggest red flags for the Clippers potentially might be that Harden and Kawhi just lose a step and just get old at the same time. I don't think that's the case. Like, Harden still looks like the guy that he was last year to me, still able to beat guys off the dribble. Kawhi looks very spry and athletic, and he's doing Kawhi stuff, getting steals and then dunking in transition at full pace. I think the fact that those two guys look like they do, and that Zubats is still going to be a rock in the middle and continues to be one of the most underrated players in the league. And just with the depth that they have where, okay, say Bradley Beal just sucks, say they get nothing out of him, doesn't really matter that much. They have so many other guys who can just step in and fill the void. So I think that the Clippers will pile up regular season wins, and I think that their odds to win the division should be much more with Golden State. Not writing the Lakers off, who do have upside, but I think they're third. But I think that the Clippers in particular should be shorter than their current price.
I'm guessing the answer to this question is yes.
Hmm.
Do you have an NHL awards thought for us? And if so, what is it?
Yeah, I do have one. In the Jack Adams award market, I think that there's a couple
of... Coach of the Year, for people that don't know.
Yeah, for people who aren't religiously living out the Jack Adams nut.
That was me just being like, hey, man, like, let me show you how much I know. Yeah, not to be confused with the Lady Bing, which is for sportsmanship. Please continue.
Which you can bet on now, by the way, I believe. I think you can bet on the Lady Bing Award, which is a triumphant moment in U.S. sports betting history to stand alongside the repeal of PASPA in 2018. But in terms of this market, I think that the interesting guy who doesn't even make this graphic is Lindy Ruff in Buffalo, where I think that if the Sabres, who haven't made
now,
the
what year is it?
Years,
Lindy Ruff is coaching the Sabres? He was going to coach like 25 years ago. He's back.
That's what happens in the NHL. Guys just cycle. So Paul Maurice has coached every team in the league and then eventually found his team and started winning titles for fun every year. But Lindy Ruff, I think, is he is kind of... I know it's tough because it didn't go end well for this guy, but he reminds me of Aaron Glenn before the season, where if the Jets had made the playoffs, then there would have just been such a groundswell behind Glenn. Obviously, they didn't make the playoffs. Well, they won't make the playoffs. They're 1-7. But I do think that he will get rough. He will get a substantial bump if the Sabres do get a playoff spot because of how tortured the franchise has been and the year-on-year point total increase. So he's interesting to me. I think of the more traditional candidates, I think Sheldon Keefe, who's more in the 9-1 range, he would be my pick of the more conventional candidate, the guy who goes from 90 to 110 points. So those would be my two looks in that market.
Let's close with this, but asking a bunch of guests on the show this week this question. Mark Schlereth had a funny answer earlier in the week. He responds to people taking their shoes off on airplanes by urinating on the floor of the bathroom so people have to step in his urine that are wearing shoes. Outside of sports and sports betting, Jay, what is something that really gets under your skin in your personal life? 60 seconds for the answer.
Yeah, that's a good question. One thing that I really don't understand is why people in America don't use their indicators when they drive. It's just very jarring to me. Everyone in Australia follows the rules. Why are you guys all above the rules? Why don't you use your indicators when you're turning right or left? I don't get it. It's very confusing. It's also dangerous as well if you don't know which direction someone is going.
May I offer an opinion?
Sure. So you can speak on behalf of America.
In the Mark Schlereth interview, I jokingly asked, should the people that take that wear flip-flops and socks on airplanes, should they be executed? Like, I said that to get a rise out of and then he gave us a really good answer. It's funny. I'm having you laugh, right? I'm actually like, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. The people that drive recklessly and weave in and out of lanes and don't use their directional and drive like that, I actually think they should be killed. I'm not joking.
Yeah, because they may kill other people. The issue is, too, is that if you actually, there's been studies done on this. If you like veer in between lanes and do as much crazy stuff as possible to get where you want to as fast as possible, it takes off such a small amount of time of your journey. It's just not worth the trade-off. It saves you like half a minute or something. So just put your indicators on, drive normally.
And now that I have a child, like I'm actually, and I would be the one, I would like to shoot them in the head.
Okay. All right, I'll let you do the shooting. I'll merely curse
You drive like a jerk and you threaten my daughter's life. Like, I want to kill you. Jay, this was fun.
I crouch your Jay. Pleasure as always, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Pro sports bettor Rob Pozzola joins us on the other side. Best bets for week 9. I promise, I'm not kidding. Try me.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
And the Blue Jays are headed home, one win from a championship. Then it was a child who led them tonight. 22-year-old Treya Savage, 12 strikeouts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Davis with the call last night on Fox. The Blue Jays within one win of a title and one win away from me losing some money on the Los Angeles Dodgers. No fun. No fun. Not for me, at least. For Toronto sports fans, it's an absolute blast. Right now on the show, we are joined by celebrity Toronto Blue Jays fan, celebrity Toronto Maple Leafs fan, and of course, Canada's favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. Pro sports bettor, our pal Rob Pozzola of The Hammer and Circles Off and BetStamp on Twitter at Rob Pozzola. Take us inside the life of a diehard Toronto Blue Jays fan, Rob. 1-1 away from the first title since 93.
Yeah, honestly, it's amazing. The run has been so good. I get goosebumps watching the games. And I think, like, as sports fans, it's tough to be a sports fan, right? Like, 31 of 32 teams every year, your season is going to end in disappointment. And it's going to happen, you know, sometimes just through a bad regular season, sometimes heartbreak in the playoffs. But, you know, the Raptors won a title many years ago. The Blue Jays and the Leafs are one of the heart of Toronto, quite frankly. So this run has been something spectacular, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. So just last night's game, truly incredible. To start the game with back-to-back homers, like, and just to settle in. And
did you feel like it was done at that point? Because I did.
I didn't feel it was done, but after I watched Yesavage pitch the first inning, I knew he had his stuff relative to when he pitched earlier in the series. And then I felt very good after watching him go through that. So, but you know what? I will say this. I'm a very pessimistic sports fan. I always have been. It's my nature. There's something about this year's Jays team that I've been optimistic throughout. It's just they've replicated this success over and over and over. They just find ways to win. And they're not even close to the best team on paper, but they always find ways to win. And it just, something feels different. So it's been very exciting, Nick.
I am happy for, look, like, you guys, you beat my favorite team, but like the Blue Jays are cool and they're resilient and the Yankees aren't and deserve a ton of credit. So I'd love to be a hater, but I honestly can't. Also, I'd love for the Dodgers to win in seven. The suck NFL.
I'll be going to game six and game seven. If I lose both those games at home, that's a tough one. That would be a tough, I'll remember those for the rest of my life.
I hope it happens.
And then you could do the Blue Jays lose.
Right. You know? Well, I mean, like the Yankees. I mean, like we as the Yankees, look, we deserve it. And I totally admit that. All right. Let's get some thoughts on week 9 in the National Football League. So I always say we pull back the curtain. Rob will send me a couple games he wants to talk about. So we'll start with the Chiefs and the Bills. Kansas City might be my favorite bet of the season. And I would say the only bet that I might like more than Kansas City over Buffalo was Kansas City over Detroit on Sunday Night Football a few weeks ago. I am hoping that you agree with me and you like the Chiefs. What do you like Kansas City at Buffalo on Sunday?
So I do like the Chiefs. It's not my favorite bet of the season, but I do like the Chiefs. And I think when I look at the Bills, especially on the defensive side of the ball, interior injuries are huge. Ed Oliver going on IR is enormous because Daquan Jones is also out for them. The one thing the Bills do really well on defense is they generate a good edge rush. They have very good edge rushers. I think KC counteracts that a lot with their scheme, especially with Rashee Rice back now. You look at what they're doing with Rashee Rice. They're getting the ball out to him very quickly, yards after catch in space. The ball is out of Mahomes' hands fairly quickly in a lot of these routes. So I think that counteracts what the Bills do best. I'm very cognizant of the fact that I bet against Buffalo last week and I got smoked, but I still don't believe the Bills are a great football team. I actually took out some Patriots AFC East futures this week as well. I think they're very live there, but Kansas City to me is the best team in football right now. They're a healthy football team across the board. I don't know that there's a consistent way that Buffalo can attack them. So I agree with you, Nick. I like the Chiefs this week.
Yeah, there you go. Liking the Kansas City Chiefs 2-point favorites over at BetMGM. How about the afternoon, or rather early afternoon game between the Chargers and the Titans? Right now, the Chargers 9.5-point favorites. This one's kind of bounced back and forth all week long. Saw Chargers as big as 10, down to 8.5 at one sportsbook in Vegas. Now we're 9.5 across the board. What do you like between the Chargers and the Titans?
Guys, for the life of me, I cannot figure out who wants to bet the Titans in these games. I just don't understand how they continuously draw money. They are a horrible, horrible football team. And on top of that, they are so beat down at so many key positions. Like Calvin Ridley not playing. Calvin Ridley's not even a great receiver, but he's their number one, and they don't have a lot of great depth behind him. On the defensive side of the ball, Jeffrey Simmons is their best player. He's not going to play again this week. Arden Key's not going to play again this week. Their cornerback room, I mean, they've traded multiple corners this year, and they have corners injured. Like, this is just a game where Herbert is going to sit in the pocket, feel no pressure, and dissect this defense however he wants to do it. And what have we seen out of the Titans this year that shows that they're capable of moving the ball on anyone? I mean, the last 2 weeks, just in garbage time, they can't even move the ball on anyone. The Chargers got Khalil Mack, Denzel Perryman back a few weeks ago. They're working those guys up to full snaps. It's going to be a better defense going forwards. I don't know who's betting the Titans, but I'm glad someone did, because I can get it under 10 right now, and I like the Chargers in this game.
I like the Chargers also. Femi and I touched on that earlier in the week. Super Bowl 50, well, you know, Talking about, like, you mentioned, you know, like, you know, if the Blue Jays lose, it's going to be really bad. I think, you know, Falcons, Patriots, you know, Falcons and the under in the Super Bowl 51, maybe the worst single night of my betting career. But, you know, we move on. Falcons and the Patriots in Foxborough this weekend. Rob, I said on Monday, I think the way I want to approach Falcons games moving forward, like, they're a big dog, and they're not a big dog, but they're a dog in this game. I think the Patriots either win by 30 or the Falcons are just going to win. I think I'm going to bet Falcons money line. What do you like, Falcons and Patriots on Sunday in Foxborough?
So I have a double lean in this game, which I think, I like the Patriots and the over in this game. So I think the strongest look for anyone who wants to play would just be Patriots team total over. I think we finally got the test last week against Cleveland, the one that everyone is waiting for. Like, oh, the Patriots haven't played anyone yet. They finally play Cleveland, 6.5 yards per play, 49% success rate. They even were running out the clock late in the game. The numbers could have been better than that. This Falcons defense, I know they started the year really hot. Then injuries derailed them a little bit. I just don't think that they're going to be able to shut down New England's offense. I don't think that they have the horses. They don't have the pass rush. I mean, what New England has done really well as the year has gone on is they've realized they can't really run the ball effectively, and they've just leaned into being this team that passes it at a very high rate, which is perfect. That's exactly what I want to bet on. Get Drake May throwing the ball as much as humanly possible and generate explosive plays, and that's what they've done. So I know this has been adjusted up quite a bit from the look ahead, and a lot of people want to bet Atlanta because the line was 3 a week ago. It's 5.5 now. I think the Patriots have just been criminally underrated for a long time now. When you have an elite offense, that carries you in the NFL. And I don't think Atlanta, whether it's Penix or Cousins, Penix 2 times limited, somewhat concerning there. Drake London 2 times limited again. I just don't think that they can, like, methodically move the ball through the air, which is how you have to beat the Patriots. So Patriots team total over is the strongest look for me in this game.
Let's go to the Colts and the Steelers, Rob, coming up in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I mean, this is just another over. Colts overs, I don't think the market is adjusted enough to how efficient the offense is. It is a historically efficient offense through week 8. You just look at all the metrics, and they are absurdly good. Is the Steelers defense going to slow them down? In my opinion, no, they're not. The Steelers defense is struggling. It's too easy to beat them right now. You chip TJ Watt. The secondary can't play man-to-man. They lose Deshaun Elliott. I think the Colts are going to score at will. The one thing I like about the Steelers here is the Colts defense gives up a lot of yards after catch. They've had some issues in the secondary, especially at cornerback. And Pittsburgh can attack really quickly. The Pittsburgh offense is fine. I mean, but it's all done through yards after catch, and that's kind of one of the ways to beat the Colts. So I think anything sub 51 is good. There's no weather concerns in this game. It might drizzle a little bit, but aside from that, these Colts games need to have higher totals.
You better you bet on this Thursday. Our guest, pro sports bettor Rob Pezzola, celebrity Toronto Blue Jays fan, on Twitter at Rob Pezzola, bet stamp, circles off, the hammer, Forward Progress is their NFL content. You can search Forward Progress on YouTube and where you find your podcast. All right, buddy, let's hit as many games as we can. The J.J. McCarthy Bowl coming up on Sunday in Detroit. The Lions, 8.5-point home favorites against the Vikings, 48.5 the total.
Yeah, I ran my first numbers for this week's game. I had a small edge on the Vikings, and I said, nope, I'm not going to do that one because I think J.J. McCarthy stinks. I want to see the status of Darisaw. Darisaw got downgraded to DNP today. I'm not doing anything with this game, guys. I mean, these numbers look good betting against Detroit until the first quarter starts, and then you're like, what the hell have I done betting against this team, you know, every single time? So complete pass for me on Vikings-Lions.
We think Joe Flacco is going to start now for the Bengals, not 100%, and if not, it'll be Jake Browning. We have Chicago, a 2.5-point road favorite at Cincy. The total there is 51. We're in between 2.5 and 3, Rob, while we wait on quarterback confirmation for Cincinnati.
This is never Bengals, in my opinion. Quarterback with a throwing shoulder injury, nope. Don't want anything to do with that. Defense with Trey Hendrickson, likely not going to play. If you guys recall a few years ago, everyone was referencing the TJ Watt splits when he was on the field versus off for the Steelers. Trey Hendrickson's are more drastic than TJ Watt. That's how important he is to the Bengals defense. So it's only Bears, in my opinion. And I might actually bet the Bears. The only concern was their injury report yesterday was very bad, but they got a lot of receivers back at practice today. So this is Bears or nothing. No chance you're getting me to bet the Bengals at these prices.
Our mutual friend Rob, the whale capper Drew Dinsa, came on the show on Tuesday and said he thinks my Giants will beat the 49ers on Sunday at MetLife. What say you with the Niners in between a 2.5 and a 3-point road favorite?
Yeah, I thought so too early in the week, and then I saw today's injury report, and it's no Paulson Adebo, no Cordell Flott, no Art Green. I don't want Drew Phillips and Deontay Banks as my corners. That is a recipe for disaster. I played over in this game, and listen, full disclosure, I played this at a very good number, 46.5. I make this just over 49, so you could justify still betting it at this price. I wanted the Giants because San Fran's defensive line is so bad right now. They just have so many injuries. They can't generate pressure. I don't see a path to success for that defense, but the Giants now are so beat up on the defensive side of the ball as well. I can't get there. So to me, the best play in this game is the over. I've talked myself out of betting the Giants this week.
I will try and predict what Rob Pizzola is going to say here. Broncos, Texans, WTF, wrong team favored. Texans laying 1.5 at home.
No, RTF, right team favored in this game. Maybe the right team not favored enough, in my opinion. I'm not a Texans guy. I think the loss of Patrick Surtain for the Broncos is enormous, especially for this game. I do strongly believe Nico Collins and Christian Kirk are going to play this week unless they have a setback in practice. And that really is going to be challenging for the Broncos to defend. Now, some might say, well, Broncos D-line against the Texans O-line, that's a mismatch. And you're right, that is. Texans used a lot of 6 O-linemen last week. They're kind of figuring out ways post-bye to diminish some of that pressure, and it's worked in their favor. I like that matchup on the outside for the Texans receivers. Other side, throw what Bo Nix did out the window from last. Like, if you face the Cowboys defense, you turn into Tom Brady in your prime no matter what. Doesn't matter which quarterback. Bo Nix stinks, and this is a very, very good defense that's going to get pressure on him that can cover receivers on the outside. I think this number is actually a little bit short. Moneyline minus 124 is something that I played. I made the fair price at like minus 140 moneyline.
Can Tyler Shuck cover 14 on the road in his first NFL start? Saints at the Rams, total 44.
He can. I clicked Saints moneyline at plus 780 this week.
Oh, hell yeah. Love it.
Just on a whip. Listen, we don't know what Shuck is. Here's what I know. I watched Spencer Rattler at the beginning of the year. Everyone got so excited. And then season wore off, and he turned into a checkdown merchant. He couldn't stretch the field. He had nothing going. At least you got a quarterback in there now. He might stink, but he'll try to push it downfield a little bit more. He was doing that in college. He did that when the one quarter he played last week. The Rams are fully healthy. They're a very good team, but they do get complacent every now and then with McVay. So I think there's a path to success here for the Saints, but I'd rather just bet on like the fat tail outcome on New Orleans here rather than take the 14 and then watch them lose 41-3 and be like, what did I do? So yeah, they can cover. I just prefer the fat tail outcome and betting the money line.
15 seconds per to close. Jaguars laying 3 at the Raiders. We might come off 3 and go down to 2.5, 44.5 the total.
Raiders are nothing. I think Brock Bowers is so important for that offense, like immensely important. He is the go-to guy. Not having him earlier this year just killed them in everything that they wanted to do. And I don't believe in the Jaguars. So I make this slightly short of 3, but it's juiced a bit now. So I probably pass, but Raiders are nothing.
Season on the line, it feels like, for the Commies on Sunday night. 3-point home dogs against Sam Darnold and the Seahawks.
Yeah, I don't really care that the season's on the line, but I think they stink. And they have a quarterback with a soft tissue injury against the front seven that gets a lot of pressure. They can't defend a deep pass. I think Seattle is way better than people are giving them credit for being. I know it's weird because where they were going into the year, I would only lay Seattle in this game.
I think they might be a dark horse Super Bowl threat in the NFC. Give us a bet that will change the world in 10 seconds.
Oh, no. I was supposed to prep for this, Nick. I forgot. You know what?
Make something up.
Yeah, we'll just go Cowboys-Arizona over on Monday Night Football. Brissett is going to play, and he's going to dice the Dallas defense. Those totals need to start with a 6 at some point in Cowboys games.
Want to give us something else on the way out? 10 seconds.
I got nothing else. I only
Hockey?
Bet football nowadays. I don't bet anything but football, Nick. It's a new Pizzola.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Or hopefully we'll change the world. All our bets for tonight coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, got some thank yous to Dola before we wrap up the tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props, Thursday Night Football, Ravens at the Dolphins. We had four phenomenal guests on today's edition of You Better You Bet. Jeff Goodman from the Field of 68, breaking down college hoops. Absolutely loved it. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish on college football. Pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola on the National Football League. And Jay Croucher from NBC Sports. A veritable potpourri of awards and sports talk joined us at the top of the hour, thanks to all of our guests. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director for now, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake Hassan, our associate producer is Addie Bates, and our video producer, Mike, will you burp for us one more time, please?
To paraphrase Jerry Seinfeld, I choose not to belch.
So you don't want to...
Oh.
I kind of feel like there should be no, like you should just... We're running out of time here. That was the wrong answer.
He doesn't want to burp.
Well, I guess what he should have said is, I don't want to win Nick Costos' money, because he won't. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours. Honestly, like, it might come back to Tyler at this point, because everyone else is really disappointing me. BetMGM tonight follows us, Ryan Horvat, and our guest at this time, the great Brad Evans. Brad, happy Tequila Thursday, my friend.
Hola, amigos! Bartender! Bartender, pour my dudes a swift and stiff drink, and do me a favor, full fist pour, por favor.
Oh, I love it. Just how many fingers is that?
Depends. I've heard Antonio Alfonseca at six.
I didn't know if we were going to get an Antonio Alfonseca reference. Former Major League Baseball closer, right? Like Marlins, most
yeah,
famously?
Yeah, he had six fingers. Yeah,
he had six fingers. Okay. Yeah, that helped him put some spin on the ball. I don't know. All right. What's the best bet for tonight, Brad, in the world of sports?
Gentlemen, I'm going to go kind of off the radar here. I'm going to go with Tua Tagovailoa, and I am going to go with an over, not on pass yards, not on passing touchdowns, but rush yards. I got it open at 1.5. It's up to 2.5. I'd still play that over. Why? He has cashed it over in 6 of 8 games on the ground this season. A guy that's averaging 3.5 yards per carry. All we need is one dash to cash with Tua Tagovailoa, and a number of quarterbacks, 7, as a matter of fact, have done this against the Ravens this season, including former Raven Joe Flacco at 40,000 years old. If Flacco can do it, Tua can do it. But slide, Tua, slide if you're running the open field. I just need that one scramble, and I think it'll go for at least 3 yards, and we'll count our winnings.
Brad, have an awesome show tonight on BetMGM tonight. We look forward to catching up with you tomorrow on a phenomenal Football Friday.
DeAndre Hopkins over 1.5 receptions at plus 125. I'm out!
Oh, I think Brad might have a stroke at this rate. Yeah, there's a lot of sauce put on that one, on the I'm out there. I feel like the bartender, like I didn't like it as much today. Is that just because like I hyped it up too much?
It was a full-fisted pour. It wasn't like three fingers or two fingers or whatever. It was just like he's like do a full
can
fist.
You, which, hold on, just real quick. Mike, can you put the still shot of Brad up on the screen, please? Honestly, like, I'm debating just, like, we just do the rest of the segment like this. People that are watching the show on video right now. At least until we do Femi's Island. All right. No, Mike, can you? Mike can't handle simple directions. Mike, can you burp? I choose not to. Mike, put this on the screen. Here's Nick and Femi. Mike, what's happening here, buddy? Thank you. All right, we'll get to all our bets coming up in a second, but Bill Zimmerman is here with the Real One Social submissions. Their best bets for the night. Bill, what do we got?
All right, I'm going to try not to look at
Brad. Can we put
here.
Brad Evans back on the screen, please?
All right, here we go. Johnny Boy 6005 says Baltimore-Miami over 51.5 because neither defense can make a stop. Alric B says I've got a wild parlay. Ravens -6.5, over 49.5. Henry over 90 rushing yards with a touchdown. Says I think the Ravens D only gets a handful of stops, but they run Henry like crazy and rack up the points. Let's go. Franchise Davis one more. Derrick Henry over 18.5 rushing attempts. Ravens can't let up. They need every game. Primetime Henry comes out and eat. Back to you, Nick.
Is this the happiest Brad Evans has ever looked in his life in this picture, the still shot? For people that are just listening, you're missing out right now from the video show. He's in ecstasy in this picture. It's unbelievable. All right, let's get to all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Jake, please drop the dope-ass beat. All right, we want you, our listeners and viewers, to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. Okay, I guess like we can put the slate, so that's okay. We can promote BetMGM. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Bet or You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Leave a 5-star review. Write something nice. Among things you will get on today's show, Femi's bet for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. And hit us up on YouTube and Twitch as well. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. All right, Femi, NHL and NBA, let's combine them together. What do you have for us tonight on the ice and on the hardwood?
Yeah, just a few bets on the ice. I'll take Nazem Kadri +200 for the Calgary Flames to score against Ottawa Senators. Give me the Hurricanes' Nikolai Ehlers at +220 against the New York Islanders. And then finally, Minnesota Wild's Joel Eriksson Ek at +195 to light the lamp against the Pittsburgh Penguins. All of those anytime goal scorer bets. And my one bet in the NBA, I'm going back to the well. The betting market keeps expecting the Magic to turn into something that they clearly are not early in the season. Give me the Hornets +3.5. To go out there and cover against the Orlando Magic.
All right, those are Femi's bets for tonight. Makes me a little nervous because they looked really awesome the other night against my team and talked about Giannis being like a real legit MVP candidate and he's playing awesome. I don't think the team around Giannis is very good and the Warriors have been awesome this season. And let's just make sure that everybody's playing in the game because, you know, that old chestnut in the NBA when guys get ruled out constantly. Oh, yeah. Alex Tuhi.
Giannis is probable.
Giannis is going to play, yeah. Alex Tuhi, who's Ellsworth's great-grandson. Shout out to the three people in the audience that get that reference. I'll lay the points with the Warriors. I'll wait to see if a three pops. If not, I will lay 3.5 at Milwaukee with the Golden State Warriors. Okay, let's get to the NFL game, Femi, where nothing really is happening from an injury perspective here. Bradley Chubb is playing as expected. The Ravens, 7.5-point road favorites at the Dolphins. The total is 51.5.
Yeah, I don't want to lay the 7.5 here. It'd only be a bet on the Ravens. I've never bet the Miami Dolphins, but I'm not laying 7.5. I like this as a teaser leg. Anchor it with what do you like later on this weekend, whether it's the Lions. You want to tease them with the New York Giants up to 8.5. How about Denver up to 7.5? Chargers down to 2.5 if that ever goes back to 8.5 with that point spread. Tease the Ravens with what you like this weekend and get a nice anchor heading into Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with the Ravens teaser thought. I like Ravens with the Detroit Lions. I mean, is that like what else would we do here? Like Ravens Lions.
You can do Raiders.
Really good.
Yeah, you can do Raiders. I don't know if I like that. Giants. You know, Giants with Purdy coming back potentially. Yeah, I like the Broncos one a lot.
I like Denver. I wouldn't do Buffalo.
Cardinals?
Ravens Lions is the one that I like. Yeah, I like to know who's starting a quarterback.
Tie up the both ends.
Who's gonna start?
Caesar sandwich? Doesn't matter against the Cowboys defense.
I mean, I'd prefer Kyler, but yeah, you're probably right. All right.
Yeah, here's Cowboys Divas need to win by margin. No.
You better you bet on this Thursday. We'll get to thy royal prop king. But first, we got to listen, it's been cold and dreary in New York City today. Rainy, wind, sucks. Let's get tropical and head to the island for Femi's Island First Touchdown Scorers.
On a Thursday night between the Ravens and the Dolphins. And for Baltimore, our first TD score is a guy that is a big breakout away from having a nice season in the second half. With Lamar Jackson back, the defense is going to key in on Zay Flowers, which should open things up for Rashad Bateman at 16-1 to be your first TD score. And for Miami, a real long shot. The Ravens defense gives up a lot of yards through the air. We could go Jalen Waddle. We could go Malik Washington. I'd rather go with the long shot, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine at 33-1 to be your first TD score. And those are the bets for tonight. It's Bateman and Westbrook-Ikhine, and I'll see you on the island.
Oh, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Man, that's... Yeah, I'm looking forward to betting both of those myself. All right, Femi's Island First Touchdown Scorers. Now it's time for thy royal prop king. Let's get week 9 started off with the bang. And by bang, I mean with a couple winners for Miami and Baltimore.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Costos. All hail King Costos!
All hail King Costos!
Worship me, you pigs! You disgusting, sweaty, gross pigs! Lousy sweat hogs! Miserable fat slobs! I love all of you. Can you you put Brad's face on the screen for the rest of this, please? Mike, thank you. Okay. One yardage prop for tonight. I do like Zay Flowers a lot. Zay Flowers over. But I actually think Jalen Waddle is 65 and a half. That number's like 10 yards too low for what he's been since Tyreek Hill has gone out. Our friends at Established the Run, writing about this, that since Tyreek went out, the only game where Waddle didn't have like 90 plus yards or a touchdown was the Cleveland game in the wind. Playing in South Beach tonight should be pretty good. Waddle over 65 and a half receiving yards and anytime touchdowns. This could be anytime or last touchdown score. We saw against the Bears Heaton Mitchell get back involved in this offense. John Harbaugh saying, we want to get Keaton Mitchell more looks. He's the number two running back now behind Derrick Henry. If the Ravens get up big in the game, here's Keaton Mitchell for you. Keaton Mitchell anytime touchdown. And if people out there, like, if you want to bet Derrick Henry to score a touchdown, it's a minus price. I would bet Derrick Henry to score two or three touchdowns. Like, Derrick Henry to score two is plus 250. I'd rather bet that than just for him to score one. And Derrick Henry to score three touchdowns is 12-1. Get a little bit of bang for your buck. And that does it for the Tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better, You Bet. We will catch everybody tomorrow on a phenomenal Football Friday. Until then, on behalf of Femi Abebefe and Brad Evans, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better, You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.